The Power FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF.
Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you half the press news from Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More UPND well-positioned party aspirants withdraw from the race. Nakes slams government over declined education quality, teacher motivation. In international news, former Ivorian president condemns imprisonment of political activists. And in sports news, Nora Hopley returns as Copper Queens prepare for Four Nations tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Several well-positioned UPND parliamentary aspirants are expected to withdraw from the race ahead of the August general election for fear of being left out of the adoption process. So far, former Livingston Member of Parliament and Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba has withdrawn from the race, citing no reason for his decision. Joining Mr. Sikumba is former Livingston Mayor Constance Nalisho Mliabai, who has also pulled out of the race for Member of Parliament for Livingston's Central Constituency. She stated that she wants to focus on campaigning for President Hakainde Hichilema ahead of the August general elections. In Lusaka, UPND Media Director Max Moore withdrew from the Makeni race following increased grassroots rejection, despite being positioned as a potential candidate after grassroots favorites were asked to step aside for him. Mr. Simoye faced significant opposition on the ground. Within a separate development, National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa says despite performing well in promoting access to education, the quality of education under the UPND government has extremely dropped. Dr. Chansa reveals that Zambia is currently facing more than 90% learning poverty, with learners from grade 1 to grade 5 unable to read and write. He warned that this situation is alarming and detrimental to the country's future. Dr. Chansa attributes the decline in education quality to overcrowding in government schools, insufficient desks, lack of adequate textbooks, and inconsistent literacy programs. Analyzing the 5 years of UPND administration, Dr. Chansa said government has scored 35% on quality education and 90% on access to education. Dr. Chansa lamented that many graduates at various education levels show little evidence of benefiting from the country's education system, noting that even college and university graduates struggle to perform effectively in the industry. Dr. Chansa also accused the New Dawn administration of failing to motivate teachers adequately. He said despite numerous promises, majority of teachers remain without salary upgrades or substantive confirmations after acting in positions for years. He stated that this situation has left thousands of teachers frustrated across the country.
5 years of UPND has produced 35% of quality education. Obviously, the CDF bursaries that are supporting learners in boarding schools have also done very, very well. We also remember the UPND administration reforming the school curriculum and also the national policy on education, making sure that schools are funded directly from the treasury. These grants have helped schools to run, but on the score of quality, we hold the view that this administration has terribly failed to improve the quality of education in our country. Today, more than 90% of our learners that are in grade 1 up to grade 5 are not able to read and write. We have what is called learning poverty, more than 90% of it.
The patriotic front, PF Pamozi Alliance in Southern Province, has welcomed the growing cooperation between the PF Pamozi Alliance and the Tonse Alliance, describing the unity as a step towards political stability and national reconciliation ahead of the August polls. Speaking in Livingston, PF Pamozi Alliance Southern Province Mobilization Coordinator Mwewa Chilufya announced the alliance's support for Mr. Zulu's presidential candidature under the Resolute Party in the August 13, 2026 general elections. Mr. Chilufya said the increasing support for Mr. Zulu reflects the wishes of grassroots members across the country and demonstrates confidence in his leadership. He stated that the alliance leadership remains guided by party structures, consultation and loyalty. He further praised Mr. Zulu for remaining loyal to former President Edgar Lungu during difficult political periods, describing him as a resilient and patriotic leader capable of promoting national unity. Meanwhile, PF Livingston constituency chairperson Thomas Kavanda revealed that the Tonse Pamozi Alliance has received overwhelming applications from aspiring councillors, mayors and parliamentary candidates, especially in Southern Province, ahead of the elections. He said the alliance is confident of fielding candidates in most constituencies in Southern Province and warned the ruling United Party for National Development against becoming too comfortable.
Yes, the candidates are coming in. We have got many more applying to stand on our Tonse Pamozi Alliance. And it is just a matter of time, we'll soon make announcements on the names of those who are going to stand on the Pamozi Tonse Alliance. Otherwise, applications are overwhelming. And we are just trying to screen them and prepare them for the battle between August 2026. We are ready.
The Muvombo Development Initiative, MDI, has emphasized that Zambia's economic challenges are deep-rooted and cannot be resolved quickly due to long-term decline from past policies. MDI Director Winter Muvombo says despite ongoing hardships like high cost of living, he also acknowledges government's efforts to stabilize the economy. Mr. Muvombo is therefore calling for the strengthening of technical and skills training in schools to empower youth and reduce reliance on foreign labor, and advocates for enhanced civic and voter education to promote informed political choices.
We need to appreciate the process. What is it that the government is looking at? What is it that it has done? What are the percentage of what is remaining that can be done if they are to be extended and given another mandate? I'm now addressing you as a citizen who are looking at those political parties to come to you, that first you should have the information yourself. Because even as you are looking at these political parties, you should not just stay under the umbrella of being a political party. You should look at individuals standing on those political parties. What development agendas do they sit on? At their individual basis, your character, what has he done? Because he is going to preside over your opinion in your own words. What kind of an MP are you looking to have? The problem here, right, let us define our problems in our own local areas. In our words, what do we want to achieve? What development agendas do you want those who want to preside over to achieve?
In international news, former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo has used this platform in the fourth edition of the Renaissance Festival in the town of Songon to condemn the imprisonment of political activists. The political and cultural gathering was organized by his African People's Party, Côte d'Ivoire, PAACI Party, which has this week re-elected the 80-year-old as its president. Last October, an Ivorian court sentenced dozens of people to prison for taking part in banned demonstrations against the exclusion of candidates, including Gbagbo, in elections. Still within international news, the residents in the Ugandan capital have expressed their fears and concerns after officials confirmed a death in the city from Ebola following a new outbreak in neighboring Congo. Authorities said on Friday that a Congolese man who died at the Kibuli Muslim Hospital in Kampala earlier this week had tested positive for the virus. As visitors arrived at the health facility on Saturday, they were screened with infrared thermometers and provided with hand sanitizer at the building's entrance. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Saka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best quarters, Sania, and the